with Fully Geek. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome one and all, episode 229 of the Fully Geek Pod. You have Nate, the man in the know. What's happening, people?
What up, though? You got a one kiss twist.
Richie Rich.
Merv.
Marley Ma.
Excellent, guys. Well done, guys. You are bringing so much energy.
My name is exciting. It's just Merv.
We've gone back to Richie Rich. We've gone back to Merv. We've gone back to Marley Ma. Guys.
Well, I can't make it exciting, isn't it? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
last week, boring. You had a whole thing. There was a whole new thing you had that this week you just Merv. All right, cool. What up, though? What is going on, people? How is everyone? Everyone all right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Summer's coming, mate. Summer's coming.
It's kind of warm still, I must say.
I'm not sure it's coming. I think spring is coming.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, fair enough. Does that mean, are the clocks going forward to in it next week? Was it this week?
Yeah, either this week or this week.
Easter Sunday.
Is it Easter Sunday it's going forward?
Yeah.
Raj, I don't know why I thought like it wouldn't happen during Easter Sunday. I don't know about it.
I always get confused with this. When it's forward, we lose sleep, lose an hour or game.
When it's summer, we lose
sleep.
Yeah, basically, we get extra hour of light in it.
Yeah, that's all that matters, man.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, I'm glad everyone is good. I'm glad everyone's all right. Richard, you are looking particularly handsome today. Is there anything going on with your beard routine? Is looking quite splendid. Have you done something? Have you changed up the routine?
That tea tree in there.
Nice. You know what? Istanbul barbers. You know. Obviously, I'm on Instagram. I don't know why I'm laughing. I'm laughing already. You know, Instagram, man. You know when you see pure different barbers, and you always see Turkish barbers. You know, like they do some next thing, different level, and everyone's beard is solid. I was like, nah. And they give you the towel experience. And listen, so I found a local Turkish guy in it. It's called Istanbul Barbers. Istanbul Barbers. So I knew it was authentic, innit? Went there, heard the music, and I thought, okay, let's go. And I told the guy, listen, I want the full works. He goes to me, the full works? Do you know how much? I said, yeah, no problem. The guy trimmed my hair. I go to him, look. I've come here for the first time ever. Do not mess with the beard. And the way he shaped up my beard was so beautiful, bruv. And you know what he done as well? He put wax in my nose, right?
Oh, it's here. The nose hairs.
Yeah, and he did the ears as well. Like, bro, I came out there feeling like $1 million.
How much?
£18.
$1 million.
No, 18.
That's good, you know.
This is good. Up here. Remember where we are? Where I am, anyway.
Of course.
Listen, he got the whole towel put on my face, had steam. My pores was opening. I was like, oh my God. The thing is, he must have massaging my eyebrows, my cheeks. I was like,
pause.
Okay. No, he was. He did. This is what he did.
Yeah. But on a real, yeah, it was sick. And I thought, you know what? I know I cut my own hair and all that kind of stuff, but £18 just to go there for them to do all that kind of stuff.
So what, he did your hair as well as the beard?
Yes, bro. Everything.
I thought it was £18 just the beard, bro.
No. The beard, the hair, the massaging, the steam, the taking out the hairs in my nose, the my ear, everything.
I've got hair in my nose. I don't even know.
We've all got hair.
We all have hair
in our nose, bro.
Of course we do. I'm not going to lie to you. It hurt. It did hurt. And he showed me all the hairs in my nose. It's like, raw, allow me, innit? He goes, you got too much. I said, oh, yeah, allow me. But honestly, it was an experience where I thought, you know what? I can get used to this. I work hard enough. So, yeah, do you know what?
I don't think your head has looked as clean as this in a long time.
This is what I'm saying. The beard game... Geezer, don't gas me up anyway. Anyway,
no, but the baddest thing is, obviously, you didn't even tell me about it. I just looked, I said, hold on, there's something different.
Yeah, the beard game is hard now. I know where to go now. I'm just gonna let. I want it to get bigger. Let's keep on shaping it. Keep on shaping it. This is the new thing. Marley Ma, your time soon, you know.
Why? No need at all. No need.
There's no need. I didn't send for no one. I didn't send for no one.
No need.
Also, say Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Yeah, that's what.
Istanbul Barbers.
Okay, cool. The other day, yeah. No, do you want? Let me not even highlight it. Like, I felt like, you see, like, hair is going back a little bit.
Finally.
Richard Juju is a slow one, bro. It's, a slow
it's Richard, you know. Richard, I swear you done judge, bro, because it's just, I don't know. It's just, I don't know if it's just, yeah, I know it's the other day, bro. I said, what the?
It's been coming for
It will a little bit. It won't, it don't mean anything. It would, like, we're getting older. It don't mean, like, you look at Denzel, his hair's gone back a little bit, but he's still.
Like, Denzel's 70.
Exactly.
I hear you, bro.
That's
my
point.
I hear you.
But don't forget, you do your hair is pulled back, so you would expect some kind of.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I don't know if it's the way that my hair is at the moment because it's back in one that it feels like that. If I just put my hair down, it wouldn't. Like, obviously, I wouldn't recognize it.
Yeah, plus, your hair's heavy.
As we're all talking about hair and stuff, I finally done mine today. I'm in so much pain.
Why are you in pain? What do you mean?
I looked any.
My head. Can you not see it? Don't you think I look like I had Botox right now?
Nah, man.
No. You can't see, but my eyebrows.
You always wear durag, so it's like.
Yeah. Just covering it
what
up.
What did we do?
And you can see that there's no hair on the sides anymore. Like,
Hold on, Nate. He's wearing a hood over his hair. He says, can't you see? There's no hair, bro. You're wearing a hood.
You know that my hair is always puffing out, bro. Look, there's nothing there. It's just.
It's
not long enough. You can see it in the.
So when are you gonna let the man them see the hair, bro?
You can't roll your hair.
Just getting used to it myself now. You know.
So are you still gonna lock it though?
I don't know about locks.
Bro, it's time, bro. We gotta start becoming.
Marley, man, where the hell are you going in this, bruv?
So, listen, don't be upset because you can't grow hair on your head. Yeah, no, I like the beard. Don't get me wrong, the beard's cool, but I've got the hair, I can do it.
No, I just want to know where you're going in this. Because
I don't know, I'm having a midlife crisis. I'm trying to look younger. I'm going to get an ear piercing soon. You know what it is? I'm back to me, innit? This is how I would be if I wasn't in a banking environment for all this time. Like, remember when I was off for like 2 years ago, I started growing my hair out again. I sent you a picture of the, and then I had to go back, so I cut it. I'm on a free man now. I don't have to conform anymore.
Where'd you go to do it? Thought,
you know what?
Was it a family member?
No, I went to a shop on High Road.
Okay.
Like a Eritrean owner. They're cool in there, though.
No, they got the best barbers, Eritreans.
Man. Yeah, they're sick. I was in so much pain, I sweated. Bro, I've never sweat like that. Do you know how embarrassing? And then everyone's like, "Yeah, you are sweating, innit?" Bro, that's just making it. I had to say, that's just making it worse. Bro, I was sweating.
I had a
hoodie on. My life. You know what it was? It's the pain, bro. I'm not used to this, innit? My head is pulled back. I can't even. Bro, I said when you get to this part here, watch. And every time she did, bro, sweat. So take off your top.
Are they up here? Or are they like reaching neck?
No, they're all the way down. And it's shorter back here as well. So, oh my days. Like, how do you women do this? Like, all the time.
How long does it take?
About 45 minutes.
That's quick.
It was a 45 minutes of pain, bro. Like, every time she did a plait, I could see my head going back. Like, so my hair looks a little drawn back at the moment. So, I'm scared.
You're good, man. You're good.
But no, it looks good, man. It looks good.
Welcome to the
hair
game.
We'll let it tell me. Good, you know what
for
I mean?
Me. Yeah.
Right. Well, hopefully in the next couple weeks, Marley does a reveal and shows his hair.
Yeah, next week. I'm getting hot now. I might be in a minute.
Right. Well, you heard it here first. All right. Yes, March. Those that were doing Lent, it's nearly done. It's Easter week coming up soon. The kids them is going back from school, having half holidays and all the rest of it. So yeah, fun and games. All right, guys, let's just get straight into it. Let me turn off this light because that just made me really bright. All right, so obviously it came out during the last week. A popular respect him with Scoop, someone who's got Scoop, who knows the inside knowledge. Daniel Richmond, he announced that Disney was scrapping three major Marvels movies in the UK. Oh, sorry, what's talking shit for? Sorry. They were scrapping three major Marvel movies in the MCU. And that was Ant-Man 4, Captain Marvel 3, and Eternals 2. Obviously, we've had a pandemic, we've had lockdown, we've had all these stuff. We've had Disney.
Say again. Marvel, what's it?
Ant-Man 4.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel 3 and Eternals 2.
Okay.
Anyone happy about any of those three?
That's all fair enough.
I'm not surprised, really, to be fair.
I'm in agreement.
Yeah. Fair enough. All of them.
I suppose all three of them. Maybe apart from Eternals. And the reason why I kind of give Eternals an exception, because it was like a, I know it's part of the MCU, but it kind of felt like a fresh take on it. It's like, I don't feel like it needed to be an MCU film. But I liked it on its own merits, you know what I mean? But whereas the other two, I suppose, had great expectations, and they just kind of tanked, really, like film-wise.
But yeah. Do you think, in regards to Ant-Man 4, do you think it's because of the whole Kang saga, and that's the rationale why they're kind of terminating that?
When you say Kang, like, as in, are you just talking about the Jonathan Majors situation?
Yeah, because obviously now he's no longer part of MCU.
I don't think it's because of Jonathan Majors. I just don't think it was a good film.
And I don't think, where can Ant-Man go after this? Do you know what I mean?
I reckon, do you know what it is? I think because they changed the formula of Ant-Man. Like, when you think about the first two movies, they were still kind of more sort of like, I don't know, just like heist movies in a way. Like, it's kind of grounded, actually. Yeah, that's it, the word I'm looking for. They're kind of grounded, whereas, like, Ant-Man's kind of like a side character. He's not like a really major MCU character, and yet he's going toe-to-toe with Kang in a massive CGI film, do you know what I mean? Whereas, like, you'd expect, like, Avengers-level sort of film for that one, really. But, it wasn't a great film. So I'm not surprised that they have decided that they'll do another one.
It could have been, though. I think it had a lot of potential. Like you said, I enjoyed the film for what it was, but I think it could have been a lot better.
Well, so that was the original news we heard. It's now been come out again. So it's now saying that actually it's not that, for example, Eternals 2 is not going to come out. It's just not going to be the same project as we know it. So potentially the cast will just be in different films. So it won't be their own standalone Eternals film. It may be that they pop up in different MCU projects.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess with Ant-Man or whatever, I don't know. He'll still be in the Avengers and what have you, those type of films.
Yeah, that's right.
I think they should have did that in the first place, then build a film bringing them in.
Instead of the Eternals.
Instead of just bringing them in and everyone's like, what's going on? Like, obviously, some of the diehard fans would have known about Eternals and stuff like that, but just like how you did with Thanos, right? You bring people in slowly, so you recognize them, then you build something around them. That kind of would have made sense. I just think a lot of the fans out there just didn't know enough and just like, what is this film for 2.5 hours that we don't actually know what's going on?
Yeah. And to be fair, it kind of fell off afterwards as well, because it's not to say like they've done the Eternals, and I can't remember how long ago it was, but it seems like it's been a while since it came out. And only that as well.
Lockdown, right?
Yeah. Not only that as well, remember there's that massive hand in the ocean. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you're telling me that all MCU projects, whether they're films or TV shows, that no one's talked about. Yeah, by the way, there's a massive hand and head in the ocean that everyone's just ignoring.
It's always been there, because you've got to remember.
It's an origin film.
And this was actually years ago, isn't it?
Yeah.
Before any MCU projects.
Yeah, so they haven't actually, it's like they've made the film, it's connected to the MCU, but it's like there's nothing else being said about it, really.
We even had reveals in there. Remember, we had Harry Styles' performance in the closing credits, all that kind of stuff. Like, what's happened to him? You know,
and Blade's voice as well at the end.
Well, so who was Harry Styles playing as?
He was, I can't remember the name, but he was Thanos' brother.
Yeah.
Oh.
See, Eros, I think he was.
Is it Eros? I think it might be. But don't wind me up. See, this is what I'm trying to say. What are they doing? Why are they doing this? You know, you can't just mention Thanos' brother and just get rid of him just like that. Absolute madness.
Do you know what it is? It's like MCU. I was listening to some conversation about this earlier, actually. It's like, I think their whole thing was, let's get out as much MCU properties as we can do. So it's like they're just banging everything out, but now there's no substance to it. Like, look at the first, I don't know, 23 films of MCU. They had a bit more meaning to it, up until the last phase, like where you had Infinity War and Endgame. That, you know, there was a solid, like, good run of movies, whereas now it's like, let's just get everything out, but where there's no form of, I don't know, it just doesn't feel connected as much.
Do you know what? It just seems that they didn't plan well enough for, because obviously all the 23 films that we saw previously were characters and films that have been, well, not all films, but have been around for 60 years and have been recycled, right? So every fan knew about all these kind of characters. And it seems like the new phase that they did now, what they attempted to do by pushing out all these characters, it seems like the plan wasn't sufficient. The project they put together wasn't sufficient. It seems like they probably should have introduced a bit more characters within the space of the 23 films. I know they brought in like the Black Panther and stuff like that, and Captain Marvel and stuff like that, but it seems like they should have done more instead of just flinging everybody out. And like you said, no one's having no substance. It just doesn't really make sense.
And also, there's no rush for it. It's like you own pretty much quite a lot of characters. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's almost like, okay, oh, let's... And the thing is, I did like that about MCU, because they brought out the underdogs, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, because who would have thought we were going to see a movie about Ant-Man in the first place? Do you know what I mean? So it's like, it's good that they brought characters out that was like all Guardians of the Galaxy, but it's almost like, all right, slow down now. Like, you don't have to rush. Like, no one's going anywhere.
But the thing is, it's about demand, isn't it? And I think...
But I don't think anyone's demanding it, really. Nobody demanded an Eternals movie.
No, of course, yeah. But again, like you said, the underdogs or something out there, something totally different. Yeah. You know, I think that's why they probably tried it, but I just think you can't bring Eternals and introduce those kind of characters which have historic backgrounds.
Yeah.
You know, someone like Thanos, for example, the fact that it took how many years to kind of actually bring him in, and when he finally came in, the impact that he made was absolutely sensational.
Saying, man, just side profile and he smiled. He didn't even say anything. You know what I mean?
This is what I'm just trying to say.
Just a little smirk. And he set up the whole tone.
Exactly. And this is where I'm hoping they can redo Apocalypse all again. I had to mention
Apocalypse. They need to. It's not a hope. That's what we demand. Yeah, the Apocalypse.
Because Apocalypse is Thanos, but I think 10 times worse.
Look, I love Oscar Isaac, but we had no business whatsoever being Apocalypse, you know.
Listen, I just get teary-eyed, mate. Every time I think about it and what they did and why they tried to do it, I just don't understand. But Marvel, guys, if you're listening to me, Apocalypse is the one that you really
just
need
address
to
address. Kevin Feige, please. Just address Kevin Feige. He's the man to address,
Boy. So what? So I know we went on about that one, but Marvel, Captain Marvel, what are we saying? Are we disappointed?
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
No. I'm disappointed that they haven't done her well. this is like one of the most powerful MCU characters, and they haven't done her justice at all.
But why do you think that? Do you think they concentrated too much on that girl power concept? Because you know, over the years, we've seen a lot of films kind of and superhero, not just superhero films, but other films where it's just like about the women. Do you think they kind of concentrated on that a bit too much instead of the actual character itself?
Maybe. I don't think it's necessarily a problem that they had all the women in it, but it was just, again, she's such a powerful and important character that maybe it might be hard to write her, to be fair, but it's like, I just don't feel like, I feel like she was kind of really diluted in her own film. It's like, you know, she's so powerful, and it's almost like because the other two had to have like a bit of screen time, or they had to be important as well. It's almost like, all right, even though I can probably single-handedly take on all these problems myself, you guys have to be involved as well. And let's just make it a bit comedic. And yeah, it just wasn't a good film, to be fair.
I just think they haven't thought about everything. I think Disney properly did try to make them bring a lot of stuff out, and they rushed a lot of things with a lot of scripts that were potentially a bit mediocre-ish. And as a result of that, they haven't necessarily seen the benefits they did see in the earlier Marvel world.
Yeah.
And that goes to TV shows, that goes to all of them. I think it was a case of Disney very much tried to oversaturate the market.
Yeah, and that was because that initially was what's his name? Bob Chapek was in the CEO of it, so he was the one that was like, "Let's get all this out, get all this out, get all this out." And then Bob Iger returned back as CEO, and he took over, and he was like, "And I think where Kevin Feige didn't have as much creative control like he used to, so like everything that you saw in the early days, Kevin Feige had a massive like you know influence. He was making his decision making. So I think like." It's more or less more power back to him now. So hopefully with this new direction, it's a lot better.
So they're scrapping these films. Does that mean you feel that these are the end of the characters, or do you feel there's still space for them?
No, they still will have.
Be shorted into different films and TV shows.
Okay, so that's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
So in a sense of. Remove them from the concept of having solo films and just embed them in other films as a, you know, tag along character, for example.
It's probably
a case of building the characters up again, isn't it, really?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, isn't that what they've been doing for like the last however many years Marvel's been making films? Like they started with Iron Man, they brought all these characters and then they put them in a film together. It's kind of no different, right? They're just not going to have their own films now, and they'll be in other people's films.
And I think so if they do have their own films, make it relevant. Like, look what happened with Black Widow. And the thing is, we got a Black Widow film way too late. If they were going to do Black Widow,
facts.
They should have done that more or less before the actual Avengers itself, the actual first Avengers film. Do you know what I mean? And there was no need. There was really no. I mean, we didn't get. Well, to be fair, we did get a Hulk film, but I think at the time it wasn't really. It's like it was kind of experimenting. Let's just chuck Robert Downey Jr. in there at the end of it. So, but yeah, it's like we didn't get a separate Hawkeye film or a separate, or Black Widow. And it's like we didn't really need it. They were good enough. Do you know what I mean?
All right, cool. Well, again, like I said, I guess as we will carry on, we will see what happens with the MCU and what kind of directions they're going with these things. I do know that Batman 2 has been delayed.
Yeah.
So good. They pulled
that back. And yeah, there's a few films that are coming out. But there was an announcement that came out. Go ahead, Batman.
This one, the Batman 2. What do you remember think about the copyright name being up and like other companies can use, well, can take the Batman and make it into their own little. They can do their own thing with Batman now. Do you know what I mean?
But is that the same thing that happened with Mickey Mouse?
Yeah, Mickey Mouse is almost up as well. Yeah.
But isn't that the original Batman? Like, they can't do anything with this Dark Knight Batman.
It's certain versions, isn't it? Because, like, with the Mickey Mouse one, it's not the Mickey Mouse that's on the boat and he's doing that whistle. I think you could do something with that, but I think there's going to be different, like,
copyrights on different Batman.
That's something you can produce your own Batman, though. That's what I'm trying to say.
And let's start writing.
I call it Batman, and then but you got your own version. So you can go to that's something you can I think of the term to use, but you can use your own way of, like, let's say there's a comic book that you really love, or there's a storyline you really love, or there's a computer game, you can just go with it and make it into a film, and that's you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that has to be some sort of guidance, right? There has to be some sort of guidance. Well, I don't know the movie world, right? So you can't, the way I see it, you're making a Batman. You can't just make a Batman and have a random story that doesn't correlate to anything. Do you get what I mean?
But that's what they're doing now. But that's what they're doing now. The Batman, it doesn't correlate with what's going on in a DC Warner Brothers but world.
Does it relate to any form of comic at all?
But it's still the same Batman story, what Richard is saying, though. That's what
I started with.
Maybe Martha and Thomas Wayne survived, but in a world where they live.
It definitely is interesting. And I know they have done these things in the past, and that's why you see them and turn up in certain cartoons and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting. If you want to write a Batman, then Kel, you can put on the levers and get acting.
Why is the Batman up?
He's wearing the Batman suit whilst he's writing the script, yeah.
why is the Batman? Why not? Like, so
and one person took our time, please.
Trying to talk. Okay, cool. No, yeah, so I'm just asking, why is the Batman one up? What's the reason for that? Because it's DC, right?
100 years, I believe. Once it comes to 100 years,
it can go into the public domain.
But okay, Batman, so then,
Batman is not until 2035. Superman and Lois are going to enter the public domain in 2034. Oh, yeah. Batman's 2035, Joker's 2036, and Wonder Woman's 2037.
So, isn't there an option to renew it so that doesn't happen?
But that's the same thing with all this kind of thing. That's the same thing with music. So yeah. I don't think that kind of law changes. So you got, it's right then. You've got the right to do what you want with it, I guess, after their rights are up.
Guys, let's start applying for all these films. And we keep them. And everyone who wants to buy them, they can buy it off us.
I'll give you an example. It says here, on January the 1st, Disney lost the control of Steamboat Willie, which is Mickey Mouse that whistles.
Yeah.
He said within 24 hours, two horror comedies starring Mickey Mouse were announced. So I'm assuming, ain't that what they did?
Horrors, you know.
Winnie the Pooh, innit? Yeah,
yeah.
It makes sense now.
Yeah. You're going to make a sequel to that, innit? Pooh, Blood and Honey or something.
Yeah, but that must have been the same thing.
It must have been.
Is it?
Maybe.
It must be. Do you remember when I said that? How did they have the rights to do that? I didn't understand how they could take that innocent off cartoon and make a mad horror like that. So yeah, that makes perfect sense.
You know, that is still my to my watch list, you know.
To watch. I haven't seen it as well. Yeah.
I'm gonna watch it.
Friday night with some liquor, mate.
It's proper the Winnie the Pooh story though. It's actually kind of mad.
Christopher. There is an announcement. I don't know if it is an announcement or it's not an announcement. But I understand they have decided on an actor for the new James Bond.
Yeah.
Go on, Merv.
I'm Taylor Johnson. So I had to finish laughing.
He posted it.
I was laughing, innit? I had to finish the laughter, man. Allow me, innit?
Bro, I set him up, but he didn't finish.
Sorry, man. Sorry. So I have to get the laughter out, innit? Come on now. Aaron Taylor Johnson, you might have recognized him from such films as Kick-Ass. He was Quicksilver in the Avengers Age of Ultron. He was also in that recent film with a train, Bullet Train, with Brad Pitt. He's been quite a little bit. Yeah, Tenet as well. So yeah, he's I think he's in talks, or they've been having conversations about him taking up the role as the new 007.
Is he British?
Yeah, he's British, yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
He's British. Yeah. I think it's a good choice, actually.
So are we all disappointed Idris Elba didn't get the role?
No, I'm not aware.
I'm reading something now, and it's saying that there's speculation growing that it's going to be my man, but there are some other people still in the role, like in the looking. Like they talked about Henry Cavill, they talked about Damson Idris, James Norton, who was I don't know what it was.
James Happy Norton. Valley was it Happy Valley? James Norton,
possibly. Yeah. And they looked at Tom Hardy, Idris Elba, and Chris Evans.
Tom Hardy, never.
Look, probably an unpopular opinion, but Bond shouldn't be black in it. I think make a similar sort of film. To,
he said no,
make
it.
Make a similar
Bond film. Bond shouldn't be black.
It's like making Black Panther white, isn't it? It just can't be done. No, you got to remember, yeah. Look, we're not just talking about.
Go for him, Kel. Go.
Wait. Let me finish. Yeah. We're not just talking about.
That example was a poor example.
It's not a poor example. And I'll tell you
Black
why.
Black Panther's base. It's the base of the African story.
Let me finish. It could have come from South Africa. Anyway, let me finish.
It's not
South Africa. Look, you got to remember, Bond's a sort of cultural icon, isn't it? Yeah. Because he's someone that's kind of born from, like, he's privileged, isn't it? Like, his whole kind of background. And I think...
No one knows Bond's background, though. His background has never been shown on TV. Don't try it. His background has never been shown on TV.
Books, man.
Come off it, bro.
It's true, though. It's true. It's like a spy, bro.
That's it.
Some characters, fine, you can change the race, but I think it will culturally just change. It's like you can't have a black Batman either.
Why not?
Because Bruce Wayne's born of, he's born of that kind of white privilege stuff, isn't it? It's like, it's not going to translate the same.
Hold on a second. In this day and age, you try to say there's no rich black family now.
No, there's rich black families, but it just doesn't hit the same. It's like,
you've been programmed.
You've been brainwashed to believe
that black people can't be privileged.
I'm not saying that black people can't be privileged. I'm saying the character of Bruce Wayne, he's had trauma because obviously his parents died. But the thing that kind of makes him sort of survive as well is his privilege. He's rich, he's privileged, and that kind of gives his character that. And if you were to make him black, you'd have to change the story completely, and it's like, well,
can't he be adopted? Can't he be adopted or something?
It could work as an Elseworld thing, but again, it's just like,
I'd be richer, Bruce Wayne's family or Black Panthers, just because of we're talking about the black people can have the prestige, but that could work because this guy was the king of Wakanda, right?
If someone was to say, look, why can't T'Challa be white? Like, what would you say to that?
There's enough white superheroes in the world.
He can.
No, he couldn't be.
Why not? Look, South Africa got white people, right?
Yes, but...
South Africa is a Wakanda.
No, but I'm just saying.
Wakanda's not
country, innit? Look at the cricket team.
That's not Wakanda.
I'm not... It's Africa, though, right?
Anyway... I don't know about Aaron Taylor Johnson as Bond. What do you
all
think?
All right, listen. So, first of all, T'Challa is leading a group of people, leading a group of Africans, yeah? James Bond's not leading no one. James Bond's an individual person doing his own thing. He's a spy. That's all he is. He's a spy. Like, I don't understand why he can't be black. Why can't black person be a spy?
No.
Order a dry martini. I don't get it.
So, all right. Are we saying James Bond? Are we saying 007?
It's the same thing.
No. Because the last film, 007, was a woman, no?
Was it? Was she?
She's a black woman.
Lashana Lynch, isn't it?
I haven't seen that one. You know?
Don't bother seeing it.
Don't listen to Merv. It was all right.
If we're saying James Bond can't be a black man, but they've just... I didn't know this, but there's a black woman, James Bond, or 007. I do remember it now. Yeah, she's not James Bond, obviously. And she's the same agent number.
And we're talking about origin stories, I suppose. That's a bit different because she took up the mantle after Bond sort of
semi-left. If we were going to have a black James Bond, that's all they would do, isn't it?
I'm kind of thinking, like, look, if they're continuing him as James Bond, that's a bit different. I'm for that, innit? But it's just the kind of origin of it, I suppose. It's like, do we really need to do that?
From what I know, James Bond's origin, the only origin we know of James Bond is that he was married and his wife got killed. That's all I know of James Bond's past. Unless there's books that go into his childhood and why he decided to become a spy. It's irrelevant what his past was. He's a spy now, and he's a good one.
Spies are chosen. Spies, you can't choose to be a spy. You're chosen to be a spy. That makes sense. So he could have, I want to be a spy and trained for it and blah, blah. The government chooses you. But anyway.
In today's day and age, I think we could do any.
Aaron Johnson, what do you guys think of the casting?
I don't know.
Nothing to say.
No, to be honest, with James Bond, I'm a fan of James Bond. I like watching it, right? But I'm not too concerned who is James Bond, as long as they can do the role sufficiently. And like, what's his name? David, what's his name? Craig?
Daniel Craig.
I think
Craig David.
And I was going to say Craig David. I had to ask quickly, innit? Daniel Craig, I think he done a good job because he was a different type of James Bond, who was more rugged, a bit rough around the edges. Do you get what I mean? And you know, was it Roger Moore was kind of a smooth kind of
criminal
James Bond, so he was a bit different. So look, whoever comes next, I've got no problem with it being black, white, Asian, whatever. Do you get what I mean? As long as they can do the role sufficiently, we move on.
Yeah, and I think he'll play a good Bond. I think he's got a mixture of all those qualities. Like he's physical. Obviously, like seeing him in suits and stuff, so he kind of looks a part as well. He's got a charm to him. He's got a charm to him too. Like, I think it's a good. And he's young as well. Like, so he's got a number of years to play Bond too, isn't it?
To be honest, I didn't. You know what? When you said all the films that this guy's been in, I never related him to Kick-Ass, because it's like there's a break right between Kick-Ass and all these films that he's done.
Yeah.
I didn't put him to those films. Oh yeah, he is the one, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's a good actor. He's a good actor.
Is he the one that tries? It becomes Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
The little kid.
Yeah.
You're not thinking of what's her name, Chloe, the one hit girl.
No, she's the one that was her daddy's Nicholas Cage,
isn't it? Bad daddy or something. Big daddy.
Yeah, the other one that tried to like become a superhero.
So like I didn't know he did all those films afterwards, to be honest. So I didn't even know he was British, but yeah,
from where he used to look, to be fair,
he fits the part, to be honest. He fits the part, according to Murphs. He fits the part,
and he was in MCU as well,
yeah. Quicksilver.
That's what I'm saying. You didn't put it together, innit?
No, I did not know that.
That's what I'm saying.
You didn't see that coming?
Yeah. Right, he looks mad different now.
That's what I mean. Mad
I only remember him from Kick-Ass, to be fair.
And he's going to be Kraven the Hunter. He's going to be Kraven the Hunter.
That's mad.
In an upcoming Sony film.
I think if he's Kraven the Hunter, he don't become James Bond, mate.
Yeah. It's basically, if he doesn't do good in Kraven the Hunter, we don't want it.
I think if he does it, I don't think
even
he'll
they're completely two different characters. It's just like, look, you like, you know, you're
even if he does it well. It's even worse if he does it well, if I'm honest with you.
Why?
No, I just don't. No one wants to see that it's your James Bond, innit? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, the majority,
Versatility,
don't want to see that. They want you to be clean cut, they're not trying to see you stand up in horrors.
Man said horrors, you know. It's not a horror, it's just it's a Marvel film. His name's
Kraven the Hunter, bro. And he looks like he's into some gothic.
They're talking about the crow, wrong film.
Oh, is it? They're all the same, bro. What's Kraven the Hunter?
They're all the same.
They are, man. They're all dark and shit.
Someone just asked what's Kraven the Hunter.
Yeah,
when is that film coming out anyway? Because I swear it's been made.
I swear it's supposed to be coming out in November.
August.
Oh, even sooner. You remember Kraven the Hunter in Spider-Man, the animated one, who's hunting Spider-Man with the Punisher?
Yeah, yeah. I remember. He had an accent as well.
Yeah. So, and the thing is, apparently, boy, he's some sort of, again, they're making another kind of anti-villain. I think they're kind of taming him, watering him down a bit. So, let's see, innit? Let's see. After Madam Web. Let's see.
Oh, yeah, Madam Web. That had come out the other day, and I almost forgot all about it.
All right, cool. There have been some trailers. What trailers have come out?
The Acolyte, Star Wars.
That's massive.
Yeah. I'm scared, though, man. Because the trailer looked decent. But I'm like, yeah, Ahsoka looked decent. Boba Fett looked decent.
No, but do you know what? Because you got to explain it to me, right? Because, you know, Star Wars, me and Star Wars, like the first three that came out in the 80s, they were great. A couple of the ones that the prequels that I enjoyed were great. And that is it. Star Wars went absolutely ballistic and everything was just like everywhere. And I was like, there's too much for me to intake. But this one obviously got me somewhat excited. Vroom, 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 vroom. That's what I was hearing. You get what I mean? So what is this one about?
I think this one focuses more on the Sith, basically. So the Sith are like basically the opposite to the Jedi. They're the dark side of the Force, basically. So I think from what I gather, it's more about following the Sith storyline or someone in the Sith. Like, I think it's like a female protagonist / antagonist, if you want to sort of say that. So it's kind of focusing more around the times that the Jedi were still alive. Well, they're still Jedi alive now, but I think it's kind of based around the time before the Order 66, where all the Jedi were wiped out, basically by Emperor Palpatine. But yeah,
so it's 100 years before Phantom Menace.
That would have been the time, because I saw like a lot of Jedi there, so I thought, nah, there's too much Jedi for it to be in the future, basically.
So the look,
my one correction is this one will have Jodie Turner Smith, who was actually in Queen and Slim.
Yeah.
Sims. Okay.
Who else was there? I recognize Carrie Ann Moss. So it looks all right.
So the Lord Sith that we are aware of, right? Do you think you'll have a younger version of him? I know it's 100 years ago, but I don't know how long they last.
Well, he was alive. Yeah, he was like basically. He's probably. Yeah, he was definitely alive at those times. Anyway, the Emperor. The Emperor Palpatine.
So that in that case, that he could have basically it could be just about his progression as growing up as Lord Sith,
I don't really think it's about his progression. I think it's probably more, you see, like most of the time you'll probably see a Star Wars film around the Force. Like, it's probably like just maybe focusing on a particular Jedi coming into their power. Like, obviously you had Luke Skywalker, you had Rey, Ezra Miller.
Mm-hmm.
I know his name's Ezra, but his name's not Ezra Miller. I'm getting messed up with main names today. But I think it's more like kind of just focusing on a Sith apprentice.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I'm expecting a lot of darkness, like, do you know what I mean? But I'm just worried because, again, all these Star Wars properties have come out, probably apart from The Mandalorian, which is kind of starting to be a bit, going down a bit. I hope it's good.
All right, and that's going to be 8 episodes, and the first 2 episodes are going to be released on Tuesday, June the 4th. June the 4th, anyway.
And June is that on? And who's that under? Is that Luke Skywalker?
Lucasfilms. Yeah.
And it's Sith Lord.
Sorry.
It's all right.
All right, what other trailers coming
up? And just, I was on Netflix earlier, and I saw Terminator animation.
Really? Oh yeah, I heard.
And the reason why I asked you what's it called is also done by Lucasfilms, whatever it is.
Is it?
So, yeah, it's also on there. And I thought, I looked at it and I thought Terminator, but then it's got some anim, you know, like Mandarin wording. I don't even know what to call it, right? So I might just say the wrong thing. Mandarin wording says Terminator. Just Google it, Terminator, Netflix, Lucasfilms. And I was like, really? I don't know where they're going to go with this, but it's something to watch out for as well. There's no real trailer. You just hear a voice in the background. Not, I thought the same theme music will come up from Terminator, but it just, yeah.
Is it like an announcement sort of trailer?
Well, it's not even a trailer. It's like words on the screen talking, and it's got a word Terminator on there. And I saw Lucasfilms, and I thought, okay, interesting. So maybe he's a part of an animation of a Terminator, but I just don't know where they're going to go with this, to be honest.
So it's going to be an anime series anyway.
That sounds good.
Don't know if it is.
I don't know.
It is the anime series, yeah. Oh, you said you don't know if it is good like that. It's an anime series.
I don't think it... Is it needed?
It doesn't matter. You know what? You know what? To be fair, probably... When you think about it, nothing's really needed. Like, I think we just need some fresh new material for a lot of stuff. But Terminator is one of those storylines that I think, if you do it right, I'll watch it for the rest of my life, innit? Bring on, it's true. If you do it right, then I'm cool with it. But I don't. Look, I love Arnold Schwarzenegger, innit? But I don't want to see him as Terminator ever again.
I get that. Now, but this is the thing, right?
Unless he does a voiceover, that's different, but you know.
But this is my problem. To me, what we're doing is recycling, just like music, right? We recycle music from years and years and years ago, right? And for films, it's the same concept. We're recycling it. It might be anime, it might be a live motion picture. Just like, let's just move on, make something totally different. Call it whatever we want to call it. You know, we don't need to kind of live on a name from something that was made 40 years ago. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
That's my thing about a lot of the stuff that's coming out, right? Because it's just recycled films. So it's like there's no imagination no more, where people have a proper script, right? And write things themselves, where there's no... I know it's very difficult because everyone is kind of influenced by something, right?
Yeah.
But people from back in the day were just influenced. I'm just guessing, right? Back in the day, were just everything just came from them. But a lot of stuff we hear, you can't help but unblock it because it's always there. You have a form of direction, and it seems that nobody's got a direction of having their own type of concept. And that's my frustration about things. I don't want to see Terminator again. I don't care about John Connor or Sarah. I don't care about any of that anymore. We shouldn't even be considering it. Legendary films back in the day, fantastic. Thank you very much. Whoever directed it, whoever produced it, Arnie, James, you will never be forgotten. The music and all that kind of stuff, you'll never be forgotten. But I don't want to see you again. That's it. You're a legend. Let's not spoil it.
That's what I was just going to say, Rich. It spoils the original stuff. Yeah. Like they bring in so much new. It kind of taints the original.
It's all for modern audiences, isn't it? I think they want to cater to modern audiences. So, but then again, it's like, well, can't the modern audience just go back to watch the original? But I think where I think as well, what maybe might be an issue for a lot of people is, like, you know, imagine like someone that's born in the mid 2010s, whatever, like, or, you know, and they watch something like Doom, for example, Doom 1984. They might be like, what the hell is this? Like, look at the graphics, look at the CGI, why has Superman got strings and all that stuff? And like, they just have to make things for modern times, which I get. Yeah. But if you're going to do it, just do it good, isn't it? Because I think there's too much emphasis on, right, let's make spectacles and so much money, or which actor we get and all that stuff, and like the box office, like, let's just concentrate on making a really good film, really good story, and a good film, innit? That's what we need.
I get that. And like you said, they're the new generation. If that's the case, you could either remaster the film, yeah, or re-release it for, like, you know, for example, the whole of cinema got together and said, let's re-release the best top 50 films in a year for in the 80s, for example.
And they said they are doing that. I've noticed that they've released a lot of re-releasing a lot of like old films now in cinema. Do you know what I mean? Like Ghostbusters, Batman's, RoboCops. Like they're releasing a lot of old films, so at least they're doing that.
But if you're gonna do that, then at least you promote it instead of recreating these kind of films unnecessarily. True,
yeah.
I think if there was a, you know, like a Comic-Con, right? For example, the 80s stars and everything, all that kind of stuff, a massive, massive one. Yeah. And all the films are going to be released. Everyone will say, what's all this? And all the young generation will go mad and sales will all go back up. You don't need to remake something.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that, but they're probably like, boo, we don't want this. So they want to see who the next Cyclops is, mate, about releasing 1980s films.
Batman has now dropped his new trailer for his new TV show, which is about some black superheroes. It's called, is it Supercell?
Yeah.
Yeah, Supercell.
All right, and that's looking to come out soon. So June, some of you, June. Yeah, I think it's June. You lot saw the trailer / promo run or whatever it is they're doing. Thoughts?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it, man.
I'm definitely for it. It looks good. Some actors that we've seen in the past in various films, I can't remember the names, but I can't remember where that girl's from. I can't remember where she's from.
I swear she was in she was locked in the room.
In your room?
I just remember her, seeing her being locked in the cupboard from her partner was abusive.
She was from
the policewoman. Policewoman.
Yeah, she was a policewoman.
Yeah. It was on ITV. I can't remember what it's called.
It wasn't Six and Stones, was it? No, it wasn't.
She's also another one where she used to play football with her friends. I think she had an Asian friend and they were in school.
Not Bender, I reckon, no.
No, there was another one. She was in that as well.
Yeah, okay. But I know what show you're talking about, Merv. It was on ITV and she exposed her husband was a fireman or something. And she exposed him at the end.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, but I think watching. I think this trailer was like for 30 seconds, and you know what? That's all I needed.
Yeah. I'm so glad I didn't. I feel like I don't want to see any more trailers for it.
Yeah.
But it just feels exciting, and it feels like the money was put to good use. Budget that they had, I don't know what the budget was, but it just looks like. It just seems really grounded to me. And it doesn't, it just looks good, man.
No, 100%. It definitely does look good. And I think I'm excited for it, to be honest. I'm excited for it. And it's a UK film. And I think UK series. And that's what makes it even better.
How can I help?
If I'm honest, the thing what I'm most happy about is
I don't have an answer.
I'm hoping that it shows black people in a different light. So we've always got, there's always gangs and there's always knife crime, there's always this, there's always that. But it's nice for us to see something different.
It reminds me of that show that comes on Sky.
The one where they had the powers.
No, the guy that keeps going back in time to save his girlfriend.
The Lazarus Project.
Yeah, Lazarus Project, yeah. It's got that feel to it. Because for that 30-second trailer, you could tell that obviously he's in love, about to get married, and she obviously passes away somehow, some way, and then he's trying to save her from doing that. So,
yeah. You know what? I was reading one of the comments, and someone said it reminds them of Heroes, like Save the Cheerleader.
Yeah.
And I think someone else mentioned something called Tokyo Revengers. And I was like, what the hell is Tokyo Revengers? And I Googled it, and it has the same kind of concept. Merv, I don't know if you watched that. You watched it without sending it.
No, not yet.
Oh, yeah.
I saw it there. But...
Yeah, it has the same kind of concept. But, yeah, man, just again, it's like Nate said, you know, it's just having a different light from, you know, in a black TV show, because what we usually expect, the typical kind of somewhat of a stereotype. But it definitely looks good. Definitely looks good. And I honestly, I can't wait for it to drop. Please, Rap Man, no more trailers. We don't want to see anything else. Just all you can do, just drop little snippets of soundtracks. Do what you want, but I don't want to see anything else. And the CGI looks decent as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. But yeah, no, there's a lot of people recognizing there. Eddie Marsan, Michael Salami, Travis J's in there. There's a lot of good casts. Tosin Cole. So yeah, we're looking forward to that one. And yeah, we will talk about more of that when that comes out. I believe it's coming out in June. All right. This week, I've got a confession to make. I haven't watched it. So I will let the man them talk about it. But we had BMF.
You ain't watched it?
Nah. I've now come to realize I'm kind of on a, if I've got a search for you and you're not easy, it's not a simple thing of we spend a lot of money on our apps, being able to just press the button and find you.
I'm 100%. 100%, bro. This is what I'm saying. Like, it's long. It's like, why am I working so hard to find the program to watch? If it's not out, it's not out, isn't it?
But it is out.
Yeah, but it's not really. It's not out, like, legitimately out for us.
But you went your way out to find it, don't it, Merv?
Yeah, but it's still long, bro. It's just no, I don't like it.
What I'm trying to say is, man, you got to keep that same energy for Walking Dead. You can't do it for.
Bro, I was there for 10 minutes. 10 minutes. I could have watched 10 minutes of the program.
So who's seen BMF then?
I've seen it.
Me.
No, talk about it.
Yeah, spit your bars. I've spoken a lot so far.
I'm trying to think what happened in this episode.
That's what, you know what? Nothing. The thing about this BMF here, nothing's really happening. It's like there's no progression of the storyline at all. It's the same old, and it's like. Yeah, it's lacking growth, man. It's lacking growth. I'm not happy with it so far.
It feels like there's more focus on intimate kind of character. Like when I say intimate character, I'm not like anything sexual, but like for example, Meech and Charles, their relationship, Meech and his dad's relationship, they kind of seem a bit more. I think he's kind of like, all right, I still don't like what you're doing, but I get the energy because I was once there as well. I'm providing for my family sort of thing. And when they go to some sort of club or event or something like that, so that just all goes a bit pear-shaped as well. Obviously, what's the name? Terry and... what's her name, man? What's her BMF name?
I don't know.
Oh, Slapper.
Oi!
Okay, well, watch it. We don't use that language here in 2024.
That's for me. That story is so unnecessary. That story, I don't care for that story at all.
Yeah, I kind of did like it. Was quite funny when it's just like, I don't like that. Just that, you know, let's keep a distance. But it's like, yeah, come around. Like she's still waiting for you and all that. It's like, yeah, not today.
Yeah, he shut it down. Yeah. He shut it down. Yeah. Who do you think called up about the child though? Do you think it was her?
Nah, I don't think it's her. I don't know. Why do you think you still think it was her?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't trust her, man.
You know, it seems too convenient. It seems too obvious. Like you got rejected, so I'm like, narratively, it just feels like, all right, we're made to believe it's her, but I don't think it's her. I think it might. Could it be the sister? Who knows? Like, it might even be the sister.
Nah.
No, that wouldn't make sense. Cause bringing drama to the house.
I got desperate.
Now, but to be honest, I don't actually care. Yeah. Look, I watched this week's episode and I was just like, it's the same thing I thought the last episode and the episode before that. Even what I thought by season two. Season two was poor. We started season three really poor. Like, I saw this comment. Someone made a comment. I don't know who 50 owes money to, but what's the purpose of this Harriet person in the show? Because he must have owned somebody something for her to be in the show. Everything about this, I think the only thing that I liked was when they were at the event where the other rappers were. And obviously, there was a replica of Tupac there.
That was awful.
Why is Tupac 6'5"?
And why is the bandana so thin, bro? It's like a handkerchief wrapped on his head, bro. Nah, man.
I was busting up. I was like, rah. And you see a clip of, you see Wu Tang. You clock Wu Tang.
There was
a quick glance, and there was Wu Tang. You know, the one with the crazy hair.
Old Day Bastard.
Yeah, he was there. The guys. I was just like, what am I watching? This is. I said to myself, look, BMF. Again, I'm gonna go back to the editing. What I said last week, right? Some of the editing shots are horrendous. Some of the scenes they've put in there, which last no more than 25 seconds, aren't necessary. It just doesn't make any sense. I don't know. This has to come to an end this season. This is what I assume. It has to come to an end this season because, like Kel said, there is no progression in this TV show from what I've seen. And I'm not interested, but I'm doing it for the fans. I'm staying committed for the fans.
I forgot his name, the cop story. It's like, come on, man. So how does he get back into the force?
I'm assuming he doesn't get back into the force.
Well, they spoiled it. Remember at the start of season two, I think it was. He's the one that arrested them, innit? Remember?
Yeah. So you're right. He does get back into the force, but then again, he saved his friend's life despite her getting shot.
Yeah.
He killed the other guy so that she's not killed. But look, can we talk about Harriet, please, and what her purpose in the whole show is?
They want a woman gangster. I mean, they just want to portray a woman in charge, and I think they got about it the wrong way. They could have done it so much better. They could have written her storyline so much better, I reckon. But yeah, it's just an aggressive lesbian that's got a chip on her shoulder, and the way she's gone on about it is just very
Before we get cancelled, please be careful.
No, I'm gonna say unattractive, but not unattractive. I'm saying it's very unappealing to watch. Her character is very unappealing.
It's sexually abusive, man.
It's just silly. It's very silly. Her character, her storyline. Very silly.
Man, what was your thoughts?
No, it just felt like, yeah, where is it kind of going? And like you said, I wonder if they're prolonging the whole story of the BMF family. Just to make series, like could they actually wrap this up in two series, maybe, or even the third one?
It's a long story. It's a long time. They did a lot. They took over the drug game, innit? Like they actually took over the drug game. So if they want to do justice, it has to have a long duration. But I think it's quite hard doing that because we all know what's going to happen at the end. But
I don't.
Well, you do. They all end up in prison.
Oh, I mean, like, I know that, but I just don't know I know that they end up in prison, but I don't know how. Like, the hows, isn't it? The hows are important.
I won't. But that's what it is. That's where the problem was, isn't it? But yeah, I don't know. I didn't watch this week, so I don't necessarily agree with you lot in the way that you lot don't like it as such. I just watch it for the sake of watching it, innit? But obviously, I haven't watched this week. Hopefully,
I wouldn't say that I don't like it. It's just, it's kind of like I don't know. It just does feel like, where is it going? And like you said, there's a lot. They've done a lot, and maybe they need to tell these stories. I don't know, but yeah, maybe we're just waiting for something to happen.
Yeah, they might. Like I said, I can't stand the rain. It might be a new one coming out soon. I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, they pulled that one out of the bag. Talking of 50 Cent,
Mitzi Elliott, I can't stand the rain.
Yeah, no, I did. I totally didn't. I can't stand the rain. You know, but. You noticed, girl. They didn't notice, Rob. It was just.
I should keep quiet.
You could have messaged me.
I know.
You're crossing you again. That's what you could have done. Obviously, there was an announcement this week that Power Book 2, the next season will be the season for. No, that'll be it. That's it. It's the final season.
Man. Oh, man.
Yeah. So, Tariq, that will be the final season. However, they are saying that there will be a part one and part two of the season and potentially 10 episodes in each season or each part. So, that means 20 episodes in one season, which means technically it's more than what you have now.
It's two seasons in one, basically.
Like fake season 5.
Yeah.
I'm here for that. Yeah, I'm definitely. If it's going to be in two parts, that's how you know when it comes to episode 10, something's going to go mental.
What I want to see in the last scene is Ghost Hand or something.
Well, get out of here, man.
What's the obsession? Actually, I'm here for that.
No.
I'm here for that. I'm with Kel on that one because I believe it could happen. I don't know how.
No, that would be absolutely ridiculous.
Fun. I'm back.
What? So what are we saying? They're saying it's going to be 20 episodes. What are your? Yeah, obviously, every man must have a theory of what's going to happen, right?
Nope.
No. What? So is Tariq dead? That's one theory. Come on. 20 episodes.
I just think
for us to think about it. Like, and us come up with our own theories, that we can be doing this all night.
I don't mind.
The listeners do. We can save that for another episode.
Nah.
I reckon quite a few of the Tejada family will die.
Okay. Kane will go.
Yeah.
And his sister Diana, she has to go.
Yeah, one of the trios of the girls, like whether that's Effie, Diana, or Lauren, one of them has to go.
But didn't Lauren disappear, or did she come back to your college?
She's left. She's going back to
somewhere else. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but she'll come back.
No,
if she ain't dead, she'll come back. What else? Who else is there?
Obviously, his boy Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon. What's about Davis? What do you think about Davis? Will he survive?
Who's Davis? Oh, Dave. Davis eventually. I think all of them are going to go. All of them.
I think one of you was saying, what you reckon that he'll, Tariq will survive and show up in force?
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah.
Because what I've come to realize. Tommy's not great having a solo TV show. He's good as a good character, but having his own show...
100% he.
Yeah, he can't carry it. 100%. So he needs someone with him to help him carry his show.
Yeah.
So somebody has to migrate to his show.
Come like apprentice. Today, you're going to go in this team.
Honestly, I can see him coming back into... power and just rescuing Tariq in some way, getting involved. Then Tariq almost dies. And when we get into Tommy's force, Tariq's in a hospital, you'd be back, kid.
Stop calling him Tariq, man.
Tariq, what? What do you want to call him?
His name is Tariq.
Well, it's been 10 years, man. We have to allow him, innit?
It sounds like he's saying Tyrese, bro, but it's not. He's saying Tariq.
Listen, he wouldn't mind because that's not his real name.
Okay, Richard.
Richard.
That's my real name.
Richard.
You know how disrespectful that is? Man could be righteous, you know. Righteous.
Righteous, righteous.
Right, we had Invincible Season 2. Part 2, Episode 5. Which, for some strange reason, I'm not going to lie. Rich, I don't know what you were smoking that day, bro. What was the matter with you?
Let me explain something to you, all right? Right, okay. So, my whole thing was, I thought they're going to put it called a new season for episode one. So I'm like sitting there thinking, hey, do you know what it is? This is the problem by giving people your passwords, right?
So because somebody had watched it, and that's why when you had seen it, it had already been completed. And that's what it was. And exactly. I knew it was, but I just thought to myself, like, why were you just like, you were so adamant. You screenshotted and told us, and was like, episode five, we all saw it. Went to go and play it, and he was like, is it even out? I was like, bro.
Bro, I watched it. I watched it way before he said this, and I was even doubting myself. I'm like, did I watch something I've already watched before? And I'm like, no. It's back today. The whole internet's talking about it. Like, yeah.
And I was wound up in it. I said, someone's watched it in my account. That's the reason why I'm going absolutely insane. I was like, I'm probably going to cancel change my password for everyone.
So who, did you find out who watched it?
No, I've been listen. It's been filtered out to families and families and families, bro. I have no idea. Everyone's got their own profiles as well, you know.
Check your bank account as well, you know. It's a prime, isn't it?
This is what I don't understand. People have their own profiles on my Disney, right?
All the Ninja air fryers as well, man.
This is what I'm saying. Everyone's got their own face, their own character, but people still go into my one just to watch what I want to do. Why are you watching what I'm doing then?
Anywho, it was a good episode. Really good episode.
But was it really?
Yeah, it was.
Tell me what was so
good. Shocking, man. The deaths.
Okay, tell me, what were the deaths?
Let's get straight to it. Was her name Multi Girl? I think it makes sense, isn't it? Like, I figure, right, she had so many chances. Like, okay, she's thinking all her like multiples are just dying and stuff. Well, I'm like, hey, this guy's got over me now. There's no one else to assist. You're not like super strong or anything like that. And then literally squashed together.
Please
control your mic, it's very powerful.
Oh, sorry, is it? Isn't her name Duplicate?
Oh, that's the Duplicate, yeah.
That's important.
How about
that? like Roy Castle says, say what you see in it.
Yeah, I forgot about that death. That kind of upset me.
But this is what's good about it. It's like it's kind of like it feels like a sort of Game of Thrones situation, isn't it? Nobody's safe.
Yeah.
Like we saw that from the very first episode.
There's so many villains. Do you know what I mean? It's like, who's the baddest villain in a sense?
Yeah.
We're still waiting for that guy like a multiverse jump.
Do you know what's funny? Like, do you know what's his name? Omni Man's new wife, whatever, thing. And she's like
the Beatles.
We age really fast. So I'm like, okay, that's gonna probably take like maybe a couple years at least, isn't it? 2 months, bro. 2 months she was old. When they fast forward it a bit, it's like you need to take your brother stuff. So who's this like queen leader person just telling him not getting permission from the mum to take his brother? And it was the mum. Do you know what I mean? Like taking because I'm gonna die soon, basically, isn't it? Like, but what you got old man in 2 months? Like it's crazy. But don't you think his brother should be a bit more alien looking though?
He's purple.
That's what I don't get it.
Give him antennae or something, or give him an extra. Well, they don't have extra arms, but like make him a bit more freakish looking, innit?
But to be fair, is it because he's a child of a Voltramite? Is that the right word? Voltramite.
Yeah, yeah. And probably, the same thing. Is a very dominant gene, innit? So
yeah.
I'm
happy with that.
Hey, shout out to the mum though. She's a real one, bro. She's looking after the next baby, the next baby mother's youth, bro. She's a real one. Bro. She's a real one.
It's true.
My mum is back as well. What's his name?
The one with the eye.
Yeah.
Alan.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah.
That was good. Yeah. Yeah. It was kind of a test, didn't it? Like when they brought him. When they put him back together, he's now like what, even stronger, so he can take on Voltramites now.
Yeah,
that was actually a good little twist because I thought that bear was like trying to kill him, like when he
that's what he's doing it. Yeah, and he took off his beard. He's like, I am Optimus Prime. I mean,
how does taking off the beard let you know? Oh, you're a Voltramite. Is there some different look that I'm supposed to see?
It's a moustache, isn't it, maybe. Like,
you're a Voltramite.
Yeah.
What
else? What's happening? Obviously, Atom Eve is back in the team now as well, because she's feeling quite, useless about what happened at the park. Basically, when she all she was just trying to do was save people, but she just caused a bit of casualties as well. Just like, I don't think there was any casualties in that thing, but yeah, she's just back on it now. What's the name? Donald found out that he was basically a robot cyborg.
Yeah.
Yes. But so was he always a cyborg, or was it?
No.
It's only just when he came back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And what? Who else was in it? What's gonna bug me?
Well, who else died though? You know when when Duplicate got killed, like someone else died with her.
Yeah, the one that shrinks. Like, and she, because obviously she
went
one of the bad guys, and it's like.
Yeah.
Exploded her, and then went in another. And the guy was just like, "No, you're not great."
Yeah, he held her in.
Like, he just basically squashed her. Like, that's mad.
Yeah,
because I've never seen that happen. Actually, like any character that we see that can grow small, it's almost like they're just proper super strong. But it's like, boy, not you. Like you got crushed by internal muscle.
Fucking true, man's abs.
Like, can you imagine that happening to Ad-Man? Horrific.
Yeah, maybe they should do that, to be fair. Get rid of him totally.
Or the girl in Gen Z.
The girl in Gen Z can do it. Oh, my God. Love. When you said that, you know, I just thought of that one scene in Gen Z where they made us... So let's not go there, but... I'm sure that's coming back soon.
Eventually.
All right, well, Invincibles, obviously, is now back out. It comes out every Thursday. So the next episode will be dropping on the 21st of March.
Yeah, I don't know why they keep doing it on these weird days, you know. Yeah.
Just keep it fresh, keep it moving. Are there any other things that people should be watching? I would like to go first.
Yeah.
And I don't remember the name of the damn show. Oh, yes, I do. Coma, Channel 5.
Huh?
So it's come out every day this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 9 o'clock. Concept of the first episode is an older man. I didn't watch the second episode, obviously, because it was today. There's an older man. He's being bothered by like this kind of gang, like a gang kid, like a kid from a gang. So I'll give an example. The first scene, like he sees them roughing up this old man. He like tries to intervene, tells them stop. Then they kind of look at him and they're like, oh, I recognize your face kind of thing. Second bit, he's... They
Nate,
see
not spoilers, to... not spoilers, Nate, because you might want to watch it. I can see
not the whole of the concept. See the concept of the film, the whole show.
See, Nate, you see how man doesn't trust you at all. Man's been bedroom for years, you know.
Fuck it. You don't watch whatever you want. All right, you man, talk about whatever you want. All right, it's cool. No, I mean, I don't want to talk about
Carry on, man. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. Carry on. Carry on, man. You're the leader.
You know what it is? I'm taking it personal. It's good. You don't do your thing. What else is that going on?
You can't disrespect man's flow, you know, and say don't give a spot. Come on, man. But anyway,
anyone else?
First of all, apologize, please.
No, you don't need to apologize. Don't apologize.
I apologize, Nate. I apologize.
It takes a big man to do that.
Don't need to apologize.
What else has been on the two ways?
There's another thing on Sky called The Cleaner. I won't tell you what it's about, but do watch that. Okay, I'm gonna give you names. I'm giving you names of things. You do your own research.
Names is good. Obviously, right. Shogun still levels. Like, you know, if it's look, everyone should watch Shogun, isn't it? Like, just saying, it's a beautiful series, man. Beautiful series.
Nate, I might have missold Constellation to you last week when I said it's kind of, it reminds me of From. It's not horror. There's no horror, anything in it. There was a concept that reminded me of something that happened in From. It's a good show, man. It's a good show. It's a good show. Even this week's one.
So I'll try and do a bit of that.
What else has there been? I've been watching a lot of anime lately, to be fair. There's weirdly a lot of anime on Disney Plus, you know, a lot.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, a lot of anime. Bro. Like, I swear I watched three in a row over the whole weekend. Like,
can I ask a favor on that, Merv? Can you guys, Rich, Nate, Kel, you're into anime as well, innit?
Yeah. I'm not.
Can you like recommend any that's on Disney? Because I've watched a few reviews of some animes on YouTube, and some of them look so sick. Like the storylines of some of them.
Well, I watched, there was a really quick one, which is called Phoenix Eden 17. It may not be for everybody, but I kind of like animes like that. It's a bit of a deep story. And I think that's only like 4 or 5 episodes or something like that. Eden 17. But I think TV-wise, that's probably about it, really. But I did watch American Fiction over the weekend. That was really good, man.
What was that about?
No, don't tell them. We could Google it. Don't tell us. No. Google it.
There's two lines. It's basically about a struggling writer, isn't it? Jeffrey Wright, isn't it? What's his name? Sterling K. Brown. Yeah, like that was a good film. Tracy Ellis Ross as well.
Of course, enough spoilers. Kel?
Nothing.
but there's something that's really important, though, tomorrow. It's about X-Men.
What, are they releasing episodes, like, weekly, or what are they doing?
I don't know. I think maybe. Yeah, maybe. If it's a Disney thing, I think they'd be releasing it weekly. You might probably get the first two episodes, but I think they're doing a weekly one.
Oh, it might have to be a weekend thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Before we do, sorry, Richard, you got to go on it. Sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I just started watching a show on YouTube, a Link Up TV called 0121 Legacy. It's fundamentally about the UK scene. Sorry?
A's.
What's about?
Oh yeah, what's that? What's happening here?
I don't know what you're saying. 80.
It's an 0121. It's an old school number, but anyway, just keep moving. Don't worry. It's
right. Okay. Sorry.
Oh, you said the 80s.
Yeah.
Okay. 0121 is the code for Birmingham.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like 0161 Manchester.
Okay, yeah. Can I start again? can we edit this part?
No, we're not going to edit it out.
No, so 0121 Legacy, it's on Link Up TV on YouTube. It's fundamentally just about the music scene growing up in Birmingham, growing in Birmingham, and how Birmingham had an impact in the music. And I think, obviously being born from London and everything else, I remember all we knew was London accents, right? So as soon as you hear an accent from Birmingham, you automatically turn off. And I had that kind of negative attitude. But it's true. The accent was just, it's too wild, isn't it?
He's not wrong.
Yeah, but especially rapping. And they had the accent. So back then, growing up, the accents wasn't allowed. It was just like a straight turn off. But obviously, over the years, we kind of got to accept, because certain artists came out, you think, okay, it's a bit different, sounds a bit different, but it's acceptable. And then the whole flood of Birmingham came through. But it's pretty good to watch. It's about the grime hip hop scene and you know, old school reggae artists coming from Birmingham and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, really good to watch.
Cool.
really good to watch. I'm on the third episode. I think fourth one's out tomorrow. But it's, yeah, it's something that I'm watching anyway. Marley Ma, what you got? What are you watching?
Already said I'm only watching Constellation. Yeah.
And how are you finding that so far?
I'm enjoying it, man. It's really good. And I said all this already.
No, but I'm just saying, you said you oversold it, so
yeah. But we're not. We're like Nate said. We got a. I've discussed it already.
Where were you? This is the wind down time, not full synopsis.
No, how many? Okay, cool, isn't it?
Six episodes. So
okay. Far. Why are you still watching it?
What do you mean?
Is it on weekly?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right, guys. Episode 229. Rate, comment, subscribe.